Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This podcast will explore who are we? What is the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would like to also thank every one of you for your support that you're giving me. My meetup friends, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, Facebook friends, Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During this podcast, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winners will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. And as always, I invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, studies, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural law versus man's law. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words. How many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then study to show yourself approved. Tonight on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. This month, I will be airing a pre-recorded presentation called The Unraveled Programs by Servant King, presented by Marcus. Website, www.servantking.info. This presentation will reveal things you are not supposed to know, give you knowledge that is not government approved, expose things that are deliberately concealed, unmask the illusion and fraud of deceivers, teach you how the oldest trick in the book is done, prove how you have been swindled, and who the thief is will shock you. You will be amazed by the everyday realities you practice and unbelievable discoveries hiding in plain sight. Your long-held beliefs will be shattered and replaced with confirmed knowledge. And of course, you will obtain your reward if you can renew your mind. We have all abandoned our real birthright for an abstract birth certificate. Topics for upcoming shows. Number 2, waking up. Number 3, how is it possible? Number 4, nothing is it something. Number 5, a lame game. Number 6, oh my God. Number 7, the initiative of iniquity. Number 8, out of the frying pan into the fire. Number 9, to be or not to be. Number 10, the serpent move. Number 11, your personal mark of the beast. Number 12, the determiner. Number 13, the perfect swindle exposed. And last but not least, show number 14, disclosure, the word of God. Again, I would like to bring some understanding about the nature of problems so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of our problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solutions to these problems. These root core causal factors are about creating a positive change in your world. It is about the great work. It is about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart. Knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these factors is not just about your awakening, but about taking action in the process of informing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and then speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root causal factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to my podcast from my main website, awaken-us.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
I share all this to say that all references to Jesus Christ in this book were before my awakening. Jesus was never God in my mind. He is a son, a messenger who came to tell us about the Creator. He represents the esoteric Christian who believes in an internal God, but not the exoteric Christian who believes in an external God. Again, Jesus was the first son of many sons to come to spread the good news of the Creator and the creation. All references to Jesus are in the context of the Son, not the Father. It was not my desire to rewrite my book omitting Jesus, but to write this preface as to bring clarity to my awakening. The Jesus character represents the principles of natural law. Preface, Part 7. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. A letter from Marcus. Unraveled Programs 1 through 14. We are all born undeniably and incontrovertibly into a government. We are taught and subdued to hate our government, become anti-government, and join a self-governing society like Canada or the United States. We are all enticed and suborned into making this choice, but it has an unspeakable hidden cost and price. I have thoroughly re-examined the fraudulent offer and have determined that the price is too high. You should examine it too. I will take us methodically, step by step, through the fraud, the what, where, and how you were deceived into voluntarily alienating your property. I will show you how we continue to alienate our inheritance property on an ongoing basis through money. You will learn and be able to see how everything is exactly backwards, opposite, and upside down from reality because you have been leading unawares a fraudulently forged and constituted life. I will confirm for you the unapproved truth of every aspect of the life you have been leading, and you will be surprised. Using the two concepts that led to my discoveries, I will also confirm for you what millions of people claim to know but fail to see. Blind fools means tricked by sight. And of course, I'll give you the why you do not know, why it is hard to see, why it is done, why you are letting it happen. The deliberate and well-implemented mind control we are all under is beyond your grasp due to our belief that our mind has not been controlled. Well, that is how mind control works. You cannot detect it. Every country claims to be founded upon the rule of law, and that sounds like a great thing. Did you know that a fiction is a rule of law? The rule is that something that is false will be treated as if it is true, and you cannot disprove it. Your legal system is a fiction of law. It all starts with something you create and can rule over, called your own constitution. An absolute insane absurdity for those that have eyes. Accepting that something is evil, which you always thought was so good and right, is a pretty hard thing to do. The life you have been leading is in the public interest. These programs were prepared for your best interest.
He Lived, the Living Testimony, is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives a Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Hi, my name is Marcus, and welcome to Servant King Unraveled. This first program is called Waking Up. Waking up, the opposite is to be asleep. Now, when you're asleep, you're not aware of what's going on around you. And sleep is defined as the state of an animal in which the voluntary exertion of his mental and corporeal powers is suspended, and he rests unconscious as what passes around him, and not affected by the ordinary impressions of external objects. Sleep is generally attended with a relaxation of the muscles, but the involuntary motions such as respiration and circulation of the blood are continued. The mind is often very active during sleep, but its powers not being under the control of reason. So, you don't know what's going on around you when you're asleep. It means to live thoughtlessly. Now, where do we start with unraveling things? Well, things that are need to be unraveled are tangled. So the saying that says, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." That's a good question. Did we deceive ourselves? Are we deceived? What's going on here? And we're going to find out this answer together. A tangled web is a mess. It's not easy to untangle. There's no way to untangle it and put it in an orderly way, back in its proper place, and, oh, now I can see it. No, it doesn't work like that. Because due to our many years of training and indoctrination, we see things differently than what they really are. Now, I can do the major untangling, but you need to still think. These are concepts that once you see them, they're easy, but it takes some time. It's a way of thinking. So this thing about when someone says to you, just explain it to me, I'm not stupid. Well, that doesn't work because it has nothing to do with stupid. It has to do with your whole way of life, your what you think about things, your training. Long-held beliefs, opinions, and knowledge do not change overnight. You only see some things at first, but once you start to see things for what they really are, then the process will quicken for you. You also have to want to see it. If you don't want to seek, you won't find. I don't want to know. I've talked to some people and told them some things, and they can see that what I'm saying is true, but you can see it starts to bother them, and they go, I don't want to know. I don't want, because they know it's going to change something in their life. So you have to want to see it, because remember in the Confusion of Mind program, I said this will be like for me speaking to a cult. But people do not think of themselves as a cult. People think they're too smart to be deceived. We all think that. Well, I was a member of the cult, but my thinking has changed. So just go with it for now. Let your mind explore. Open it up. You have nothing to lose. You've already lost everything. You don't gain anything. Or you won't gain anything. So you got to give it a chance. If you don't allow your mind to open and see, you're not going to find a reward. In my short introduction to the Unraveled programs, you will know by now that this whole confusion thing is about only one thing, and that's God and how it relates to property and law and so forth. With God, there is no confusion. Without God, well, there's massive confusion. Now, here's what is basically considered common knowledge. This is what most people think. Is there a God or is there no God? Well, nobody really knows. I cannot prove that God exists. You cannot prove that God does not exist. I believe there is a God. He does not believe there is a God. I have a right to believe whatever I want. You have a right to believe whatever you want. I have the Word of God, the law. No, that's not the Word of God. That's not the law. That was written by some man. And this is common knowledge, and I could go on more and more, but you get the point. And we are told that all of this boils down to belief and faith. This is common knowledge also. And all this leaves the world in a complete and utter mess. No law and order. So whatever happened to facts, evidence, and proof? Whatever happened to using our brain? You see, if there is a God, and we have the Word of God, the whole world has law and order. The whole world would have peace and goodwill. A very good will. The will of God. The will of a mind that has infinite knowledge of wisdom. Could you picture this scenario? I think we would call it living in paradise. Or if there is no God, then we have what we have now. No knowledge or wisdom, no standard of what is right and wrong. Today we think this is right, tomorrow we think it's wrong. Our legislatures. Yesterday this was legal, today it's illegal, it's not right. 20 years ago you could do this, today you can't do that. So we really don't know what is right or wrong. Every form of government that man has ever had is an experiment. How much longer does man have to experiment before they can come to a conclusion? How much longer does man have to suffer starving, poverty, disease, wars, genocides, racism, slavery, and a whole host of other abuses and indignations before they realize this should not be normal? But we think it's normal. This is not what God created. This is not the will of God. The will of the people. God says you will cry out to me in that day because of the God you have chosen you. So we must have chosen a God other than God. And the whole world is crying out, but they don't even know who to cry out to. God says the whole world is groaning in pain. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. So let's see if this stuff is all really normal. Let's see if we can get rid of some of this common knowledge and have a look at the facts, evidence, and proof, and see if we can replace your belief and faith with some real knowledge. Now, what do you know? Everything starts with what you know. Do you know who you are, what you are, why you're here, where you came from, where you are? Do you know where the world came from? What a country is, what a constitution is, what a citizen is, a person is. Do you know what life is, where life came from, what money is, what an owner is, what property is, what law is, who made the law? Do you know what a government is, what an education is, what a religion is? Do you know what a God is? Do you know who God is? Do you know what you're doing? And do you know what you're involved in? We know is what we've been trained to know, most of which is not true. We all come into this world with a mindless mind. We know nothing when we're born. So what have we been exposed to? Proverbs 22:6, this is God speaking. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, God said that. The Pope knows that. Hitler knew that. And the people who run this world know that. But do you know that? For example, what do you think was the purpose of Indian residential schools here in North America? It was to take the Indian out of the Indian, the genocide of a people, the destruction of an identity, to change their state of being. God says, I am your God, and you are my people. I'm your creator, I made you. I'm God, you're my people I made. There are no people of God on earth today. What a statement, huh? A complete genocide of God's people has occurred. But for those that can see, it is only an illusion. It is a change of identity, a change of relationship, not a change of being. It's an illusion. We used to start school in grade 1, then we had kindergarten, then we had pre-kindergarten, now we have pre-pre-kindergarten, age 3. Soon your baby will go straight to the hosp- or go straight from the hospital to the institution. No need for parents. It takes a village to raise a child, don't you know? If my parents had not emigrated to Canada, I would be Dutch today wearing wooden shoes. Would I be Catholic if my parents were not Catholic? Would I be good looking if my parents were not good looking? Would I be black if my parents were not black? So what you are born of or from is very, very important. But what part of these examples are real? What parts are chosen? And what parts can be changed? I said in the Confusion of Mind program that the problem is in our mind. How are we going to solve a problem in our mind using our mind? Sort of like a disease, trying to control, cure a disease. Can't be done. So you need a mind. You need a mind greater than the mind of any man. Is there such a mind? When I provided an email for people to email me, asking who you are and what your interest is in the confusion programs, I received hundreds of emails from all over the world. Almost everyone said they had a problem, but nobody told me what the problem was. Oh, they would say, these things are not right, and tell me about the effects of the problem. I know something is wrong, but I don't know what it is. Some emails asked me, do you know what it is? Can you help me? Everyone thinks they need a solution. For what? What is the problem? If you can't identify the problem, what are you trying to solve? I know you're feeling the effects of it, but what is the problem? You need to know what the problem is. That would be halfway to the solution. Without knowing the problem, you are nowhere. I was born with the same mindless mind as you. I'm no different than you. How am I going to know what the problem is? Go and ask someone who was born with the same mindless mind as you. Maybe they know. Go ahead. Glorify yourself in the knowledge and wisdom of some other man. This is what we've been trained to do. And if that's what you think I'm doing, well, you are mistaken. I cannot confirm for you anything. I can only show you the way back to life. I can show you what the truth is, and I can show you the way. I got emails saying, I want to be able to tell my children and help other people. Why? So they can glorify in your knowledge and wisdom? So that you can tell them what is good and right? And then I got just a very few emails saying, I'm lost, and I'm reading the Word of God for the first time in my life. Is there a mind greater than the mind of man that leads to a happy, prosperous, long life, that leads to a life that cannot die? Do you think there is something greater than good? Do you think the greater good is what the mind of man decides collectively in a democracy? Well, somebody called Jesus good. He says, good master. And this is what Jesus said back to him. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Well, let me tell you what the problem is. You have broken the law, but none of you think you have. For if you knew it, you would have said it in your email. When you break a law, you will suffer a penalty or a punishment. But you think the pains and sufferings and things that go on in your life that you undergo are normal. Well, they are normal, but there is a better way. Not one email said, I've broken the law, can you help me? Not one. Instead, you say your pain and suffering comes from they and them. They are doing this to me. I think you're referring to your government. No, you have broken the law and don't even know it. And this is why you can't find a solution. Couldn't be me. I'm good. I do what is right. I follow the golden rule. I don't hurt anybody. Vanity. All is vanity. Sorry. You don't get to decide what is good and right. Deciding what is good and right is breaking the law. You see, you missed the greatest command in the law. There's been diversions to keep you from understanding the first command in the law. You are trying to perfect the second command, which is like unto the first, but it's all in vain without the first.
With Mark.
Now, I'm not going to go through the scripture and show you the law and what is right and good. There are plenty of people out there that will do that for you if you're too lazy to read it for yourself. They're called reverends, which, by the way, is a term reserved only for God. The Word of God is not the problem. I'm going to go straight at that evil prick himself, Satan. Evil, the master of deception. This is what your preacher should be addressing. God speaks quite well for himself. This is the evil I'm going to attack head on, the deceptions head on, that you've been exposed to. The greatest hoax ever played on man that caused all the pain and suffering in the world. It is the knowledge and wisdom of this great deceiver that we need to learn. We need to understand his mode of operation, how the deception works. How are you going to stand up against the powers of deception? If you can't see them or recognize them, you wouldn't know they're even going on. How are you going to solve a problem when you don't even know what the problem is? In its most rudimentary form, the problem is evil, and the solution is good. Good overcomes evil. How can millions of people believe they keep the commandments of God, do the will of God, when in fact, in reality and truth, they do not? How is this possible? They believe they do. Well, it can only be done through deception. I am going to begin the Unraveled programs with this statement. You will remember it from the introduction video to the Confusion programs. When I told you what you did, you lost what was yours because you took what was not yours. And I will end all the programs with this statement. You will have regained what is yours because you returned what is not yours. And try to remember this throughout this theme throughout all the programs. Now, as with the Confusion programs, I gave much thought how to present what I have discovered and unraveled. I realized that some concepts can only be understood based on understanding another concept. Some of the things I discovered are not hard to grasp and, in fact, are easy to understand. But for some reason people cannot see them or just never stop to think about them. And then I discovered concepts which are very hard to grasp or see because of our existing knowledge or concepts that are contrary to them. So to that extent, I've tried to unravel the confusion in an order and language that makes sense. You may have wondered why I started the confusion programs with confusion of mind or confusion of words. These two programs are in fact more important than the actual specifics of the confusion because they are the tools used or the root causes of the confusion. In the same way, I will be unraveling things which may not seem important to you at first, but will become apparent as we proceed. If I just give you a fact about something but you fail to understand why it is a fact, well, you still have no understanding. That is why these programs are a process to understanding and seeing things. Now, there are two huge diversions of mind. I call them diversions of mind. The first is this whole theory of evolution, a theory presented as a fact, so that you will voluntarily break the law and suffer the penalty. The second is the belief that Jesus is God, another diversion of mind, to keep you ensnared, to stop you from finding the solution. And I can hear people gasping. You just wait. I wouldn't say it unless I can prove it. My quest for awakening began when something happened which just wasn't right. I just could not conform to it. I started to go along with it because it's the law. And everybody has to obey the law. But it just kept eating at me. All I knew was about law was that if you didn't have any, there would be chaos, and everybody has to obey the law. I, like everyone else, obey the law out of fear. Nobody obeys the law out of love, always out of fear. That is all I knew about the law. And we have to have laws, and we obey it to avoid a penalty or a punishment. In fact, if we can break some laws and not get caught, most of us will do it. I started by asking people who know about the law, called lawyers. They said if you want a law changed, you have to lobby the government. And what they told me was true. But I realized this is next to impossible. So then I started looking for a loophole or a way to change the law. Because this is just not right. Then I started looking at things on the internet put out by individuals or groups who knew how to get around the law, or why you don't have to obey it, or why it is wrong and why things have to be changed. I'm still at the point where I don't know anything unless somebody tells me something. And if somebody tells me something who knows something, like a lawyer, then I will believe it for sure. It is amazing how we think we know so much, but do not really know anything unless someone who we think knows it tells us, and then we know it for sure. It is the ultimate goof we play on ourselves. It really is. When I understood this, I realized that I really do not know very much. My knowledge is very limited. And I accepted that. You have to accept that. Here's where you have to forget everything you've been taught or think you know. Start with a clean slate. Wipe it clean. Start over. Use the good brain you were given. If you want to hold on to anything from your past, your vanity, self-importance, self-righteousness, I know a lot of things, then you will only hinder yourself. This is what made me change direction, because all of my thinking resulted in me going around in circles. I must be thinking like everyone else. I am part of a group think. I am taking the diversions and have been trained, meaning predictable behavior, and have learned preconceived ways to solve things. So I stopped. I decided I need to do my own thinking, if that was at all possible. A very hard thing to do when you know a lot of things. I explained in the Confusion of Voice program how I began this process to regain control of my mind. We've all been trained and conditioned to have self-esteem, to think highly of ourselves. But you have to know who you are. We are all servant kings. We are not the king. It is thinking too highly of yourself where the swindle begins. It is only by humbling yourself, by humility, can you truly learn anything. You will learn that it is your pride, especially the pride of your knowledge, that is your stumbling block to learning. When I purposely stopped learning someone else's knowledge, I made the wisest decision of my life. The wisest decision of my life. At the time, I did not have any knowledge or training in the principles of law. All I really knew about the law is that it's the law. And I had heard the term the laws of God and Ten Commandments, but somehow never equated that with real law. Those are sins, and nobody goes to jail for sinning. That's between you and your God. I had no real understanding of the importance of this concept of property or what it even meant to own property. And of course, I believed I owned things. I never connected the two. Why would I? I believed a lie. A lie. I had come across God in my research about the law and the laws of God, and God is supreme, and we are a nation under God. But I do not really take this concept serious because I'm confused and normal like everyone else. The Bible, the Word of God, is yesterday's news, outdated, not relevant to our modern day world. I know that the law of God is called law, but you don't pay a fine if you miss church on Sunday. Now I can hear more gasps now. Doesn't he know the Sabbath is Saturday? This concept of God as supreme, or we are a nation under God, is like a nice respectful thing to include in our constitutional documents as a way to say, well, God is God, but we don't really know anything about him or if he even exists. It's a belief thing, believe it or not. It seems like a polite thing to do, especially for people who believe in God and for the religions of the world. I had read in constitutional documents about God being supreme and we are a nation under God. And I read on the internet that we obey the laws of the land unless it conflicts with the law of God. So God must be a higher law. I had never made a claim like this, but I did recall seeing in the news some religions that wanted to be exempt from some laws. And this would be a freedom of religion thing. Little did I realize at the time that this rationalizing and conforming to this premise is one of the major deceptions. And we'll talk more about that later. But then I did some logical thinking. And I thought to myself, well, why does this book even exist now? I mean, common belief is that we were created with free will, free agency to do good or bad. It explains what heaven and hell and the hope of an afterlife. People who are on deathbed might reconsider who God is and for insurance reasons decide to pray at the last minute, just in case there is a God. But what does it have to do with us today or the law? It is only used when somebody wants to prove a religious exemption from the law, or it is used as teachings for moral law, a way to be a nice man. But why is it called law? It seems to be a voluntary law, only if you want to do it. Well, then it can't be real law. Our law is not like that. Everybody has to obey our law, but a higher law like God's law is voluntary. No, that makes absolutely no sense. It's also called a holy book. And being holy is sort of an arrogant thing. God is holy and there are holy men like priests and ministers and your pastor. But I don't want to be holy. That's nerdy. I would be embarrassed to be called a holy man. I would have to pretend to be nice to everybody. And if this book is a book of the law, the Word of God, what about other holy books like the Quran or the Talmud or the book Buddhists or Hindus use or whatever else is out there? I have numerous things going on in my head that just make no sense. How do I unravel the massive confusion? What is true and what is not true? What is right and what is not right? I had read in constitutional documents about God being supreme, and experts on law verified that the Word of God is the highest and final authority on law. Okay? There is no higher authority, and the Scripture is called the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of God. There are no errors in it, and it cannot fail. Okay? So if that's true, then this is the only authority I can use to confirm anything regarding law. And as we proceed through the unraveling, I will not be confirming anything for you. I am no different than you. I do not have the ability to do that. I will be using the same thing that the people who control this world use. They use the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of God. Of course, they don't use it to obey the law. No. They use it to get you to break the law. And much more on this also later.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending, dial 516-531-9476.
Then as I learned more, I realized that the laws do not have anything to do with my religion, Catholic, Baptist, whatever. My religion was not the source of the laws. It's my country that is the source of the laws. The religions are just a smokescreen to keep me from seeing what I should be seeing. And of course, the laws of my country, or the law of the land, does not come from God. But then everyone knows you must obey the law of the land unless it conflicts with the law of God. But I don't know why. This premise is widely taught, and of course all over the internet, and put out by religions. But this premise doesn't help me with my problem. You see, my quest started out of what you would consider a purely selfish motive. It was a justified selfish motive because of all my years of hard work. No one can deny me that. But I was supposed to sacrifice all that for the greater good, the common good, for the good of society. A good Christian thing to do. That's what Jesus would have done. And I continued to look and learn and study. Now, I remember the day I realized beyond any doubt that I can no longer be a Catholic and how that felt. Not to mention, what would my mom say? But it was nothing compared to the day I realized that the scripture had nothing to do with my religion. It was about my country. Once I was able to see this, it became obvious. Religions do not make laws. It is the law of the land of your country. Holy crap. This is what God's talking about. Now I started to see things. This is a fantastic diversion. This is unbelievable. What a shock to my system. This is going to change my whole life. What the hell do I do now? I had just discovered the most important deception there is. And it's not even really a deception because it's right in front of all of us. But it's a really well done diversion of mind control. But how is it done? People aren't stupid. Well, I'm going to show you how this is done. You are in fact being deceived by being taught the truth. It's absolute genius. What's the truth? The truth that there is only one true God. This is used to deceive you, and I'm going to show you how. So now I've made a really big discovery, but I can't understand how this all works yet. But I am waking up. I'm not sleeping anymore. I'm at attention. I'm not ignoring things. In the next program, we will look at what I call diversions, things that keep you from waking up and control your thinking. And these diversions are commonly called common knowledge. Till then, my name is Marcus.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. My live podcast will continue next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Servant Keen, hi, my name is Marcus. Marcus will continue to explore our confusion of things as he unravels those confusions. The Unraveled program titles, Waking Up, How Is It Possible? Nothing, Is It Something? A Lame Claim. Oh, my God, the Initiative of Iniquity. Out of the frying pan into the fire. To be or not to be. The serpent move. Your personal mark of the beast. The determiner. The perfect swindle exposed. And disclosure. The word of God. Again, you can always come back to listen to this podcast and all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awakenus-.org, under podcast/videos. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Also, visit my main website to purchase my book, He Lives a Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover, and other uplifting items such as my creator poster, the Natural Laws poster, and do enter to win a free copy of my book. Winners are named every 3 months, along with more information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, and book signings. I will now accept any caller to the show, dial 516-531-9476. That's 516-531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me. And do tell a friend.
It all means nothing.
Understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan, the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.